This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Constitution Party! Yay! We're not threatening the Constitution. We're going to spotlight it this weekend because Michael Badnarik is coming to town, and he'll be on a little later in the show. We got Captain Morgan here. It is Freshman Friday time. Super Don making it sound so good. And, of course, Detoxify Friday as well with Dr. Daryl Wolf. How's your Constitution, friends? How's your Constitution? How's yours, Captain Morgan?
Mine is pretty good. Hopefully it will be even better after a lovely weekend in Mount Dora.
Yay! Yeah, at the Lakeside Inn coming up last minute. If you're hearing this live, it's Friday evening, and Saturday morning starts the class the 13th of August. And then, of course, the 14th will be the Constitution Training Extraordinaire because it's Second Amendment marksmanship stuff. So we're going to get to that in a little while. And, RobertScottBell.com, thanks to Captain Morgan. She's awesome. She keeps those notes flowing out to the world, and we appreciate her so much. And then we're repaid with Freshman Friday, where she just drills down on RSB, says, yeah, what do you think you know? What about this? And then Super Don, we were talking about this subject matter before. We'll get Captain Morgan here in a moment. And he's saying, you know what? I'm just going to be Ed McMahon in this first segment. And Captain Morgan, what did you say? Who's Ed McMahon? Is that what you said?
Right. What does that mean when he says, yeah, I'll be Ed McMahon?
So you're not familiar. Well, and look, I guess I can understand that. Thank you so much. I'm constantly reminded about how old I am.
Yes.
On this show now.
She does that for us each week.
So you don't
know.
I
just want to help you remember to order your anti-wrinkle cream. That's all.
Yeah, I don't worry about wrinkles. They're wisdom marks.
He just rubs some dirt in it.
Yeah. So Morgan, you're not familiar with who Ed McMahon is, I guess then.
Is he like a newscaster?
No.
Not Edward R. Murrow. No. Ed McMahon was the sidekick to Johnny Carson for all those years on The Tonight Show before there was a Jay Leno and before there was a, who's the new guy?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Thank you. See, we've got a serious generational gap happening.
And the other thing, if you recall, that Ed McMahon was really well known for was he was the host of a show called Star Search.
Ooh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I've heard of Star Search.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that was years ago,
it just means he's going to be a sidekick that will laugh on cue and then will go, right?
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So that's what that means. So, all right, Super Don, we've taken up enough time. It's Captain Morgan's Freshman Friday. We need to get out of the way.
All right.
Yay! Yeah, since I wasn't able to make it last week, I'm bringing back the topic that RSB was not super enthused about, but I think it's important to discuss, and that is essential oils.
You know,
yes.
Yes, exactly. Right?
Good job, Ed McMahon.
Like, what pray tell does Captain Morgan want to know about essential oils?
Well, all of my social media feeds were blowing up about 6 months ago with everybody selling doTERRA and living oils and essential oils and this, that, and the other thing for all of your aches and pains. And anytime I post something about my illness, I have at least three friends who message me saying, have you tried this oil for it?
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad is of the opinion that all oil is just snake oil and doesn't do any good whatsoever.
Leave your dad out of this. I want to be nice. I want to be nice to your dad, but when he says stuff like that, what are we going to do? We got to help him out here. He's part of the generation that lost it and turned it all over to modern medicine.
Well, so help us out here. I have a friend whose husband is suffering from liver cancer, and, you know, she's trying some different oils for him. Now, is that the type of thing you can treat with an oil? Or, you know, does it bear something more serious? How do you know when an oil is worth a try and when it's time to move on to something stronger, first of all.
Well,
Okay,
you got more. All right. Now, I'm taking notes now. I'm trying to keep up with Captain Morgan. Okay, go ahead.
Well, and then my second question is, in addition to what type of oil and what to use it for, do the brands matter? Because everybody thinks that their brand of oil is the best and what to look for in a brand before you spend a ton of money.
Gotcha. All right. So let's get the first one. You know, why do you hear about essential oils in waves? Well, partly because of the way they're marketed. And, you know, although I'm not a big fan of multi-level marketing, because, you know, it turns your friends into annoying business people who mean well, right? But it's just a different way to market. And it is a legitimate way to market. I'm not saying it isn't. It's just that, all right. Now, I'll leave that alone for a second. The essential oils for cancer, yes, very, very potent. There are what they call volatile organic compounds, VOCs. Now, I'm not the expert on essential oils. I was introduced to them early in my homeopathic career. And, of course, part of the training in homeopathy is, like, stay away from volatiles, right? Very strong odors, smells, camphor, etc., because it will neutralize homeopathic medicines. Some people will swear up and down to me that really will do that. I haven't seen evidence for it. However, if you're on a homeopathic remedy and you feel that belief is so strong, then stay away from essential oils. But I think they can be used together. I don't have a problem with that. There's no rational, plausible explanation I've found to say why an essential oil will ruin a homeopathic remedy in the body, one that's already being utilized. But having said that, yes, there's a lot of study now showing, and Ty Bollinger has written about this as well, that essential oils can and do have anti-cancer properties. Now, I acknowledge also that silver has anti-cancer properties. But have I come out on the radio and said, you know what, the cure for cancer is silver? No, and I don't say the cure for cancer is an essential oil, because there's so much more going on in cancer than just how do we target and kill it. That's one fraction of recovery. But we're so targeted in that way because we've been trained allopathically, like the Pentagon is running modern medicine. It's about attack, seek, destroy missions. Now, our immune system is designed to seek out and destroy when it's functioning. In cancer, our immune system is no longer functioning properly. So I would look to restore integrity to the immune system, function of the immune system in a broader context. But essential oils can be an essential adjunct in cancer therapy. I agree. Whether it be frankincense or myrrh, or whether it be essential oils of peppermint, citrus essential oils, also known anti-cancer properties, some just from the aroma, by smelling them, can have that incredible impact. Others need to be ingested or used locally. In terms of quality, yes, every company is going to claim they're the best. We had, in fact, Superdon, do you remember, like, last year we had Shane England on talking about essential oils?
I do. Or, excuse me, yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Ed McMahon. And, Captain, I think in the notes you also linked to it last year. For those of you who want to hear a broad overview with some links into the world of essential oils, there are, again, claims that the two main multi-levels, one's better than the other. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I would urge you to listen to the interview by Shane England. It was a good one. And get a little bit more insight and information. And also a reminder, too, when you want to do a Google search, don't do it on essential oils and cancer. You're going to find garbage. It's all going to say it's bunk. It's not been proven. Go to Good Gopher. GoodGopher.com, that's the one that Mike Adams set up, the Health Ranger. And then you're going to actually get good stories that will support what you're looking for that won't be pharmaceutically biased. So that's another way to dig deeper into that. Now, obviously I haven't gone into the brass tacks details of how this stuff works, Captain Morgan. It's not my area of expertise, but I do utilize it. I think it's wonderful for, like when I do my oil pulling, I'll put the coconut oil and I'll drop an essential oil in there as well, because it does even more for the gums in that time frame in terms of down-regulating inflammation, up-regulating healing, and, of course, in a broad-spectrum antimicrobial activity way.
Excellent. What oil do you add in there?
I like the clove oil. It's very strong. That's what I'll often use, but sometimes I'll use essential oil of peppermint. Those of you who can tolerate smelling like a pizza, you can use essential oil of oregano, which has become very popular because of, you know, the knowledge of its broad spectrum activity as well. But you can't put those essential oils in your eye. It would be very, very volatile in a bad way. So silver becomes a superior substance, if you will, in terms of getting it into sensitive areas. Although some people can tolerate the pain, I cannot. I don't want to put essential oils in my eye.
I did not even know that was a thing. Is that a thing?
You know, I don't know if it's a thing or not, but probably somewhere it's a thing, so I just wanted to cover bases there. Don't put essential oils in your eye. You will thank me for later for not doing it, But the silver hydrosol, you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Duly noted. Any last tips in terms of who to talk to if you are considering going a little bit deeper into an essential oils regimen? Should you reach out to your local homeopath, naturopath? Do we have some friends to the show that have good
essential
websites
oil?
You can refer to?
I think if you go back and you've put that in the show notes already to the interview with Shane England, there's a link out that takes you to his wife's page that has a lot of good information. See, the people that are selling essential oils are running scared, you know what, less, because the FDA and FTC are all over these companies for making claims that they claim are not substantiated. I like freedom of speech, and I want to be able to know about these things, but the federal government doesn't want you to know. So it is difficult when you go directly to a seller of essential oils. They can't tell you much, but there are books out there on essential oils. And, of course, we've referenced with Ty Bollinger's books, Cancer Step Outside the Box, the role of essential oils in and its anti-cancer properties. So that's the best I can say at the moment.
Awesome. That's super helpful. I'll make sure to get all of that into the notes and write in if you guys have any other specific questions about oils in the future.
Cool. All right, folks, that's great. Freshman Friday up and running. We're going to go into the Constitution even with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, when we ask, what about the Constitution of your body? And then Super Donner, I'll be back. Another stunning story about Zika. You will not believe how bad, how deep this is going. Just horrendous. And this is why we have to have a Constitution class. Believe me, you want to be with us and Michael Bednarik this weekend. All right, back with more powerful healing after the break. RobertScottBell.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What's up, Doc?
It's Detoxic Friday. He's the Doc of Detox. Detoxic Friday with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. As we kick it in with the Doc of Detox, the weekend is upon us, and it is a constitutional weekend here. And the Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf, you know about the body's constitution, as well as I like to reference the body politic and how these principles we talk about in healing and love and all the things, they apply everywhere, not just in, you know, limited frameworks. I think we've been deceived into believing, well, those healing principles you guys talk about, that's only there for that little thing, but nothing else.
Yeah, and you know what, Robert, I think that when we talk about constitutional rights, I think that the majority of the population, you know, they might even be thinking that they're fighting for them, but I don't think that you can actually create a great foundation and go out there and demand constitutional rights when you don't give your body its constitutional rights in learning how to love, honor, and respect it. You know, that's the first constitutional right that you have to give your body. I mean, you know, whether people want to believe this or not, and they're going to get this, but, you know, alcohol, drugs, the way that you treat your family, the way that you treat yourself. I mean, if it's not in an honoring and respecting way and coming from the heart, then we gave up our constitutional rights, because when you lose your true self, you're going to lose everything.
Well, you disconnect from the body's constitution, much the way our government has disconnected from that constitution that was written all those years ago to protect rights
not to ingratiate and enlarge, let's say, intervention in all of our lives that would limit our freedom in any way. But we have participated in that demise, as you say, because we've ignored our Constitution. We've violated it. We feed it with things that are actually toxic to it. And you know, there's subtleties to that, because people will think, well, I'm not going out to eat a fast food burger every night, but let's talk about what processed foods you have in your home cabinet.
Yeah, because it all starts within the home. If the home doesn't become a health and safety zone, then everything is lost. And that's what we keep saying, that, you know, Constitution starts in the heart, works outward, and it must happen in the home, and it has to be a collective. Just like how bodies of people come together to unite to make something strong, if you don't have everyone in the family, within the home, united, working towards regaining their constitutional rights of health and wealth and love, then it all falls apart. You know the old story, one bad apple.
Mm-hmm. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And of course, when you talk about coming together, you know, for instance, in the nation's constitution in the United States, it was, one was to provide for the common defense. So they got into a compact. Now, they didn't give up their individuality. All of the states retained their individuality as well as the people. But they said, let's get together and say, these are some common things we have in common. We want to defend ourselves. And like a family can come together and say, we must, you know, protect and defend ourselves. Yet we're all individuals within the family.
Well, you know what? I live in Canada. You live in the United States. And yes, yes, United States is one of the greatest nations that to ever exist. And you know what? There was a time when United States was really leading the way. But, you know, honestly, the world doesn't look at United States the same anymore. So if we're talking about your country is tearing itself apart at the seams. I mean, just even people that aren't in the know will come up to me and say, you know, what's going to happen down there? You know, I mean, because there's a lot of things that... there's a lot of constitutional rights being attacked on purposely down there, and we can see that there's a fire brewing.
Yes. It is. It's a disconnect, and we've talked so much about knowing yourself, knowing ourselves, and having that love for self. And in so many ways, we've lost and externalized all of these things, and then you see the divisiveness, the anger, the hatred, and it's like it's reflecting how we're feeling about ourselves, or because we've lost our sense of self.
Well, that's because we're no longer we the people. We're we the government. I mean, you know, if you're going to, if you're looking to be led, and if you're looking to your politicians to lead the way and to create that happy life, I mean, you know what? Every time that you ever look outside yourself and expect love to come your way or expect the government to give you something, the government will never give you something unless they take something away that's greater.
Well, I've heard it said, you're the hero you've been waiting for, right? It isn't that somebody from outside of yourself, although the Creator, God, whatever you want to say, could send somebody to help you. There's nothing wrong with that. But in reality, I believe those folks are trying to help you to help yourself. And indeed, those who try to say, I can do it for you, just like Dr. Daryl Wolf talks about, those people that say they can heal you, run. They don't understand healing, because it's about empowering you to heal yourself. And again, that's why we talk about training, not treating. We're here with the Doc of Detox. It is Detox of Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. DocofDetox.com. The International Training Institute of Health is at ITIOH.com. All of them linked up in the notes today. Back with the Doc of Detox after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I was just talking to Dr. Darrell Wolf on the break. I'll just say it for everybody here. You don't understand. We meet like moments before we get on the air, and boom, we can go deep with the Doc of Detox here on a subject that is pretty intense, like the constitution of a nation and the constitution of your body, yourself. And I just want to acknowledge how much fun it is to be able to do that with you.
Well, thank you, Robert. And you know what? Something just ticked in my head, and that is that, you know what, I believe that we are now in the great era of the great pretender. Hmm. I think that most people are pretending. I mean, the government's pretending to help us. The medical system pretends that they're actually the healthcare system. And even natural healthcare has become the great pretender, because unless you're actually giving back the power, as you say, Robert, unless you're giving somebody the power to heal themselves, unless you're giving somebody the power to have a healthy family, unless you're giving somebody the power to make enough money to feed their family, to have their dignity, you know what? I just think that most people are just out for their own. I even think that, and I'm not trying to attack, but, you know, I'm part of the natural health community, and I think that even, you know, natural health community has mirrored itself after the medical system. It's turning that way more and more and more, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's really adopted the allopathic model, and they might be called allopathic light, right? It's not as toxic, but still, it's toxic when you're doing it wrong. And, you know, I've had discussions with friends in the naturopathic community, even the chiropractic community. They've all adopted, I say all, I mean, obviously it's a broad generalization, but to some degree they've accepted this concept that we have to get permission from the government to bring healing to people. And that is the concept of licensure. And that's why, again, another reason why we're doing this Constitution class this weekend, because people don't even know the difference between a privilege and a right, and the fact that rights don't come from government. They come from God.
And just know that if you're getting any type of therapy that is government stamped, you have to know that it's got to be watered down, and it's not something that allows you to empower the person themselves. You know, like us, honestly, like I said, if somebody's coming to me after a few weeks and we're repeating the same treatment, then what am I doing? Then I'm just what, looking for a job? I might as well go bag groceries.
Well, I think we're putting bags on our heads and just not paying attention if we don't see the importance of this message. And again, here in the United States now, of course, political season is in high gear. And whether you perceive one candidate to be better than another, the reality is no one candidate can get in there and change everything and save you. And then we talked about this idea of a political savior. It's not going to happen. It's the, you know, and I'm not a collectivist, but it's, you know, on a sense, there's a collective will that does exist when individuals exist in a country that is, in theory at least, aligned with certain principles that I think we've kind of lost here in the United States. But the idea, of course, is never to, let's say, snuff out the individual, the light that is, that makes us each so unique and special, the creativity, the imagination that we have, to make everybody the same.
Yeah, well, look at it this way. And just think about this, Robert. Think about all the people you know. Now, I'm talking about the people that are consistently every day working on this. I'm talking about the average person. The average person might experience joy maybe 3 to 5% of their day. Now, that is not right. So, you know, there's our Constitution there. Our Constitution is the right to come down here and experience joy throughout most of the day, the largest percentage of the day, and if something goes wrong, to be able to have the actual mind to process it, that we don't crumble and henny penny the sky's falling in. So our Constitution should read that, you know, our government and media and everybody else should not be allowed, and it should be illegal to fearmonger.
Yeah, to plant the seeds, sow the seeds of fear. Of course, what would be the purpose in doing that? I mean, am I missing something? I think it's about controlling us. Why else would they frighten us? I understand the concept, like in Halloween time, people like to go to haunted mansions and get scared, and it's an adrenaline rush. But what if you're put in fear all of the time? That's not the same thing as a thrill ride. Now it's a matter of the object here has to be keeping you in a heightened state of fear so that we can manipulate and control your viewpoint of the world and then basically take over your mind and body.
How many families do you know that are on survival mode? You know what? So either Robert, this is how it goes. Either I get only dysfunctional people almost coming to me, or there's a lot of dysfunction out there. Once people come in and we start doing work, because most people that come to me, they're looking to actually take a look at their physical, their emotional, to try to bring back their soul, so to speak. And once we get in there, we find out that the dysfunctional beliefs, they don't even know that they're running, and they don't realize that, because most people only believe that life only gives you glimpses of joy here. That's all it's about. You know, I'll have a happy time on Friday night when I have a few drinks. I'll loosen up, you know, but basically throughout the week, my work is hard. I come home. I'm kind of stressed out. There's lots of things I need to do. So long as your mind is busy and it's not vibrating in a place of joy, you'll never have enough time because everything is work.
Well, we keep putting off the future, to the future, that joy that we can and should and do have when we remove those obstacles right now. It isn't about, oh, well, if this, and this happens, then, I remember that growing up. It's like we were taught that, oh, yeah, when you achieve this and then you achieve that, then you'll be happy, right? And I was like, wait, what about now? What happens to now? Because we never get there.
Mommy, are we almost there?
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
What happened to now?
What happened to the... Okay, everybody out there, think about this one. The adventure was always better than landing there. So in life, we have these goals, and then we work towards those goals. That's where the adventure lies. And then once you get that goal done, do you ever notice you just put another one on your plate? So life is about adventure. So you want to create the environment of an adventure that is joyful, not one that's a struggle and it's like a labor.
Yeah, life as adventure. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't struggles, because there are. I think if I talk about the strength that I have today, Daryl, a lot of it was because of the struggle that I had, the struggles against myself, if you will, the things that were thrown in my way that I think I had a hand in participating, and that's my perception and belief of it as I look back now, is rather than saying I'm a victim of all the people that are trying to sabotage me or something like that. And that's very easy, because a lot of people now believe that way. And, of course, they've let go of their power. They've given it away. And so they have to wait for the right circumstance to be joyful now. And it's always dependent upon somebody else.
Yeah, but, you know, Robert, my struggles are my adventures, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it personal. So I don't... If I have the... Well, it doesn't matter what goes off today, what's going to go sideways... I'm just going to breathe and stay within myself and go, this is now just another adventure. And you might say, yeah, but Daryl, it might be a family crisis. Robert, it's an adventure. Well, no, Daryl, you're supposed to take it personal, and you're supposed to get up on the cross, and you're supposed to suffer, because families who love each other suffer when things go wrong. No, Robert, I'm not going to. I'm going to smile through this thing, and I'm going to stay quiet within myself. I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to take action where I can. I'm going to show strength where I can. And if everybody else is crumbling and crying on the floor, I am not going to join them. I am going to rise to the greatness that I am.
What do you mean you're not going to participate in my suffering, support my suffering, enable my suffering? How dare you, sir?
Well, that, Robert, that's just a choice of yours, because this is just a game. Mm. And then now people are going, my life is not a game. It's a serious thing.
Right.
Well, no, it is not. We came down here to have an adventure, and this is an adventure. I know, but what if somebody dies? What if this happens? Or my uncle died? You know, like, I have people that come to me, and somebody in the family, it could be a grandmother, a grandfather they were very close to, dies. Well, guess what? Then they go in, and because that person's left and they don't understand that we live forever in some shape or form,
yes,
then we destroy ourselves. Because you know what? The more I love someone, the more I have to show my suffering. Well, that is crazy.
That really seems a bit backwards, doesn't it? I mean, somebody really warped the definition of love to have people believe that.
Well, you know, I mean, we can thank religion for that one. But, you know, the whole reality is here is that we were created by something so powerful to come down here. And if you could just, everybody, just no matter what happens, to try it for the next week. Everything that happens to you, think of it as an adventure, and you're the hero of your story, and no matter what goes wrong, you're not going to break down and crumble. You're just going to stay with your breath, and you're going to honor that spirit of yours, and you're going to rise to your greatness. You know what? Take a look at some of the people in your family. It's like they're just waiting for something to go wrong so they can go drama.
Yeah, well, there's an adrenaline. We talk about the adrenaline of fear. The one thing to go to a haunted mansion to get scared for that temporary fix. Another thing to live in that state and believe everything's trying to drive us to that state, or be allowed to be, let's say, allow us to be manipulated into believing that we are less than who and what we really are. Those of you who enjoy it as much as I do, hanging out with the Doc of Detox, there'll be some upcoming events that he'll be doing, not only from his home, but also through the World Wide Web as well, and also participating in Dallas, Texas at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, and that's the 14th, 15th, and 16th of October, which is going to be great. Also, send an email if you want to participate. He'll be kicking in, I believe, is it September or October you're going to start kicking in the seminars online again?
Well, we're going to be doing opening up what we call Braveheart. It's an emotional course online, and that's not until November. Mm-hmm. But in September, we actually have a deep tissue course going on here, and we also have a whole life coaching course on nutrition and emotional training.
Okay, 855-900-4544. If you'd like to plug in, 855-900-4544. You can send an email, empowerhour at Doc of Detox. And the Healthy to 100 Club, you definitely want to be part of that with everything that's evolving there. We're talking Constitution today because, obviously, we are hosting the Constitution class here with my friend Michael Badnarik, and going deep with Dr. Daryl Wolf, as we like to do. Again, links are up in the show notes. You can also, if you're not doing something loving for yourself, one of the simplest things you can do is the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. You can love your liver, and everybody's liver needs more love, including yours. So go ahead and get it. We'll be back with more of Dr. Daryl Wolf after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant.
or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss an episode with the Doc of Detox, we've got archives coming out of our ears in a good way, and you can check that out on the SoundCloud and, of course, wherever else you can go. Dr. Darrell Wolf, you're doing a lot of videos in addition to what we do together, and every once in a while, as often as I see them, I'm sharing them on Facebook, and I think you have a YouTube as well, but your ability to communicate, and also, you make me laugh so much when you do this. It really brings a new viewpoint or a perspective that I think we need to take into consideration very deeply.
Yeah, you know, we want to do this. We want to get as much video out there as possible. You know, we've just shot about 16 half-hour training documentaries that we're actually going to put up into the Healthy to 100 Club because, really, Robert, it's all about the training. I mean, you're only good at what you do. I mean, you're an amazing radio host because you practice it every day and you're passionate about it. So if somebody's not passionate about restoring their constitution of their health or their country or their home, then it's never going to happen. If you're not passionate and if you don't practice it every day, then how would you ever master that? You know, most people go, you know what? I try. You know what, Robert? I'm so sick of that. It rhymes with lie. Mm. And the other thing is that when I mean this in a good way. You know, people are not dumb. They're just asleep at the wheel. And because they've been taught to be asleep at the wheel. You know, if you want to become the master of your health, your life, your joy, your family, then you know what? Take it up like a hobby. You know, instead of down there making fish hooks in the basement, mm-hmm. hiding out, you know, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that our hobbies should be about loving. Our hobbies should be about creating the best, most beautiful life. You know, you can't just live in this body and ignore it. You cannot just live in your body and forget your spirit and just be robotic. I mean, like I mentioned the last show, we're the only species that has a mind that can think. But the problem is that I meet very few people that actually use their mind to think about what they're thinking about. Now, did you hear me? Think about what you're thinking about today.
Think so you're becoming conscious about your thoughts. You're not a robot in a sense that's programmed from beyond or above or actually from the media, from government, etc.
Well, if your life sucks, your thoughts suck. That's it.
Think about what you are thinking about. What you are thinking. I'm getting it. Once again, you always may. I have the lactic acid in my arms. I'm just writing feverishly when we're on the air together, taking notes, which is so much fun. It's a lot easier, folks, to join the Healthy to 100 Club and get trained as well beyond our time together each and every week, which is awesome. And, you know, go into the heart of this, the Constitution, the reprogram, you know, I'm teaching my son how to control his conveyance. That's a fancy way of saying drive a car, but driving is technically a commercial activity, so I try to work with the language for folks to understand. And, you know, every step when you're new to it is very, you have to be very conscious about it. You have to take those baby steps. You have to stop. You have to think. Of course, as you get good at it, there are things that become somewhat unconscious. That's not a bad thing because you've got it down cold. Your body memory, the cells know. But as you say, you have to be so aware of your awareness even. Beginning phases.
Absolutely. Yeah, at the beginning phases. But at the same time, once you nail that driving, do you ever notice how you could actually leave work? Some people can leave work and they can get it home, pull in the driveway, and when they go to think about the trip home, they can't even remember it. That is being unconscious. We want to be with ourselves. Just be with yourself today. And you know what? If you have a great day today, it's because you're thinking about what you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. You can't have a great day unless your thoughts are great. And that's the difference between having a great day or not. You know, when people go, oh, you know what? There was a death over here. There's war over here. There's this over there. There's this. None of that is your business. Your business is to raise your vibration up so that you help to raise the vibration up of your family. Mm-hmm. Your business is nowhere else except in your body. Because if everyone just minded our own business and our own bodies and our own minds, guess what? We wouldn't be having this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mind your own constitution and watch what happens to the world around you. By the way, just got a quick message from my good buddy Paul Barretero. You know he's visiting with the Doc of Detox with his family, and his statement, we love it here. Paul only goes where the love is, and the love is there with you, Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. I want to thank you for another great Detox Friday episode.
Well, thank you, Robert, for giving me the opportunity to show that people do have the power to heal.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.